Ah, the power of Annika Rice. And we're heading back to Ambridge just after seven tonight. But will the truth ever be understood? Back to this afternoon, and Manchester's legal reps are working hard next as Frank's suspicions come to a head. Brief Lives is in just a moment. And then your horticultural queries are answered from the balmy climate of the Mediterranean biome at the Eden Project. Gardener's Question Time is there at three.
Why music? BBC Radio 3 has the answers. Does music make you love or make you hate? Does music make you sad or happy? With the help of leading musicians and experts in neuroscience, music therapy and music psychology, we ask, why music? Radio 3 will be in residence at Welcome Collection this weekend for 3 days. Does music confuse you or make things clear? Why music on BBC Radio 3 for the incurably curious?
Now, here on BBC Radio 4, the final part of our drama series, Brief Lives, starring David Schofield and Rachel Austin.
Police and Criminal Evidence Act 1984 supplied people in my line of work with an invaluable book called The Codes of Practice. It is our Bible. And like the good book, much of it is open to interpretation. Code C 11.6 brings up the gnarly question of oppression, and legal minds have for years argued about exactly what constitutes oppression in a police station. I'd be grateful if someone could introduce me to a code of practice which I could use to navigate everyday life outside the confines of the custody suite. That's where I struggle. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. And if you fall victim to oppression in a police station, I shall make it my business to put a stop to it. Once outside, however.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
Junk.
It's quite nostalgic, this, really, isn't it?
Junk.
Can't really go on for much longer.
Junk.
I can hear our future grandchildren. Oh, Grandad, tell us all your stories about special delivery and having to pick up your parcels from the sorting office.
Bill? What?
How did you survive all those paper cuts?
That one's on the wrong pile.
No, it isn't.
But it's a bill. You've put it on junk.
Oh, sorry.
Junk.
Hey. Listen to this.
Frank, can we just get through the post?
No, listen. Dear Miss Thornton, re the estate of Graham Curtis.
Who's Graham Curtis?
Wait. Probate in your father's estate has now been granted, and after all deductions, you are due £31,791 as your share of his estate. Please contact this office in order that we may make arrangements to transfer the funds.
Who's that letter addressed to, Frank?
Veronica Thornton.
But that's Ronnie's. Why did you open it?
It was sent to the agency. I assumed it was agency business.
And then when you realised it wasn't...
I read it.
Oh, Postal Services Act 2000. I think it's section 83.
84. Not guilty. You can't prove dishonesty.
So you should now fold it up.
Don't you think this is a bit
and
weird?
And put it back in its envelope.
No, can't. The envelope's badly written. I mean, really strange.
What, that her father had money?
Did she even tell you that he'd died?
No.
Well, that's a bit odd. I mean, you lost your dad last year. You'd think Ronnie might have said something to you about it.
Oh, Frank, she had no relationship with her father. He was usually in prison.
Well, you think she'd at least mention it, though?
Why?
Well, she always used to talk to me about what was happening in her life, but I haven't seen her for ages. When did you last see her?
Could be 10 days.
I left a message for her last night. I had a job for her. Never got back.
I had that 2 days ago. Don't think she's picked up a police station job for a couple of weeks.
Do you think she's all right?
Oh, she's fine.
I mean, not even a phone call.
She's in love. Why are you so down on Nick Farthing?
I'm not.
You are.
Look, a fellow walks into my house and tells me to sell my records.
And give the money to charity.
His charity.
The Almost Free Diner's doing really good work. And if Ronnie feels passionately about it, if she wants to put her time in there, that's her affair.
We should do something about this.
Yes, hand her the letter and apologise for opening it accidentally.
I can't believe your attitude.
What attitude?
She gets a letter saying she's inherited a decent lump of money.
And?
She needs a little advice, Sarah.
She's a grown woman.
She's a vulnerable young woman.
I know, but you can't
After the childhood she had, she always will be.
What exactly is your point?
There was a time, Sarah, when she would have come to us if something like this had happened.
True.
And this is all down to Nick Farthing.
Oh, not again. Just get over it.
He would have told her not to tell us.
Why?
Think about it.
Total paranoia. She was probably just waiting for the right moment to tell us about it.
Don't you think there's something about him?
Yes, I do.
See?
He's attractive, he's committed, he's passionate, he's doing something for the community.
Yeah, all right, shut up.
He's got great hair.
Oh, shut up. Right, I'm going to speak to her.
Good.
I'm going round to the flat and I'm going to say the letter.
You should probably ring first.
No, element of surprise, it could be helpful.
Oh, Frank.
Anyway, it is my flat.
As your tenant, she does have a right not to have surprise visits from the landlord.
I'm not going round as the landlord. I'm going round as...
As a boss?
No.
As what then?
As a concerned friend.
Oh, dear. I think I better come with you. Not in.
Hold up. Ronnie, it's Frank.
She's not in. Let's go.
Ronnie!
Come on, Frank. No, what are you doing?
I'm letting myself in.
You can't do that.
I am the landlord.
Frank, you just can't walk in unannounced. Oh.
No. What is wrong with this door? Oh, look at this lot. Oh, she can't have been here for days.
Oh, weeks, I'd say.
So where's she been?
Well, where do you think? At her boyfriend's.
Well, there's a lot of red bills here.
Most of them addressed to you.
Let me have a look at them.
Oh, Bob must have gone.
Not picking up posts, not changing light bulbs. Oh, there's another one gone here.
Don't think so.
Lucky company.
Disconnection notice. What is going on?
See, I told you.
Uh-oh, where's that smell coming from?
Kitchen.
The fridge. You open it.
Me?
It's your fridge, Frank.
I thought technically it was Ronnie's.
Open the fridge.
Okay. Oh.
Just tell me, I can't look. Biohazard.
Oh, there's green stuff, there's purple stuff.
Brown stuff?
Oh, yeah, looks like it.
A bin liner.
Yeah, there could be in the drawer there.
Got one. Just empty everything into it.
Oh, I think that used to be cheese.
Don't need detail.
Could have been a courgette.
Just get it all in the bag.
Oh, you know, I once had a job in the bins department of a hospital canteen.
Another one of your jobs. How long did you last in that one?
3 hours, 20 minutes. I walked halfway through the lunchtime session. Not nice.
You done?
Nearly. Oh, the used-by date on that yoghurt is 5 weeks ago.
Seal the bag.
Will do.
Double seal it.
Okay.
Sure it's done?
Yes.
All right, close it. I shall retreat to the bedroom.
You don't fancy cleaning the fridge, then?
Now, take the bag outside the flat.
She'll probably bury it somewhere.
Yeah, it'll have a half-life. Get it out, then we'll decide what we're going to do.
I don't think she'd spend a night here for months.
You see, what I don't understand is why so much of your mail is still being sent here.
So it's a criminal offence if I open an envelope of Ronnie's by accident, but it's fine for you to open all my mail.
A completely different situation. You didn't have Ronnie's consent.
You don't have mine.
Implied consent, good as. Why is a bank sending you letters here?
That's the account for the flat, really. Ronnie's rent goes in, mortgage goes out.
Except it doesn't.
It's a standing order.
No, it says here... She hasn't paid rent for the last 3 months. You're overdrawn. Why didn't you tell the bank you'd moved?
You don't want to tell the bank every little detail of your private life.
Like your home address?
Well, there might have been some information that I wasn't keen to impart to them.
Such as?
That I was renting out the flat.
You didn't tell the bank?
It was going to make life difficult with the mortgage.
Oh. Oh, will that be the mortgage that hasn't been paid for 3 months?
Not been paid?
This is one about repossession proceedings.
Oh, why didn't she give me these letters?
She's not living here.
But why didn't she tell me? No rent for 3 months.
Oh, there's nothing been paid at all. Internet, phone, TV licence, it goes on.
And then, there's this.
What's Farthing Fine Art?
That will be Nick Farthing.
He can't be living here.
State of this place, no self-respecting squatter would touch it. What is he up to?
Frank, should you really be...
He's using this address. Find enclosed payment for the Coast Road by Frederick William Jackson. Please let me know of any other Victorian works you may have for sale, particularly of the Manchester School.
But why would he use this address to run an art business?
And... there's a cheque here for £14,700.
What do you want to do?
Right, put all that mail in a bin bag.
No, you can't just chuck it.
We're taking it with us. Look, I'll just check the sitting room and then we'll go and find Ronnie. Well, well, well. What is he up to? Sarah, Sarah, come and have a look at this.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Well, she's hardly dressed for a picnic on the moors.
Your mate, Nick Farthing, is knocking out dodgy paintings from my flat.
Wait a minute, Frank. Let's not get carried away. That looks like a Victorian painting.
So why is it on an easel?
Don't know.
I'll tell you what this is. This is a forgery.
You can't say that.
Why not?
Oh, you're an expert on fine art now, then?
Don't have to be. I think it's still wet.
Is it?
Touch it.
Maybe Ronnie's taken up painting.
Nudes?
Oh, unlikely. Actually, you know, she could be the model.
There you go. And it's certainly not her name signed at the bottom.
Oh, Nick's.
Exactly. I warned you about that guy. He is using Ronnie. You're storing forged paintings at her address.
Don't jump the gun.
What do you think's happening here, Sarah? Ronnie ain't living here. Most of her stuff's gone.
Place is pretty bad.
It's been turned into a warehouse. If Farthing Fine Art is a legit business, why isn't Farthing running it from his gaff?
There might be some very good reasons.
Such as?
Security.
Come on, Sarah, you've been a criminal lawyer for years. This is a crime scene.
Frank, before we do anything, we need to talk to Ronnie.
Okay.
And then we can see what...
Shh.
What?
Someone's in the hall.
Why shouldn't we...
Shh. I'll go out there. Hiya, Ron. How's it going?
First off, you have no right to let yourself in here without consulting me.
He was worried about you, Ronnie. We both were.
So call me up.
We've been trying. You never answer.
Yeah, well, I'm very busy.
We thought you might be in trouble.
No, you didn't. You were just nosying around. At the end of the day, you're my landlord. I do have rights as a tenant, you know.
Don't tenants pay rent?
Yeah, I was going to speak to you about that.
Oh, so why didn't you?
Don't harass me, Frank. You know this is oppression.
Oh, do leave off.
Ronnie, you haven't paid rent for 3 months. Are you actually living here?
Not really. I'm at the Almost Free Diner.
With Nick Farthing?
Yes, with Nick. Well, I know you've got a problem with
it's
him.
It's not just that.
It's totally that. I'm sorry I didn't pay you rent, but Nick and I are dealing with people in far more need than you or me. There's a housing crisis. There are people out there in serious poverty, and we are doing something about that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No,
but...
I don't think you do, actually. I was dealing with a young mother this morning who's had a benefits cut for the second time in a year. She's got 3 kids and she can't feed them.
I don't need the full lecture.
Is that what it is to you? A lecture? Don't you care about these people?
Of course he does.
Are you his spokeswoman now, then?
Ronnie, why are you being like this?
Like what? You're the ones who've broken into my place and snooped around.
We broke in with a key.
You don't need to smash your way into burglar place. You know that, of all people.
Burgle.
Why not? Trespass with intent to commit an indictable offence.
What indictable offence?
That's what we need to find out.
Total paranoia. This is the voice of Nick Farthing.
Nothing to do with Nick. I am my own woman. That's something you've never understood.
Fair enough. You are your own woman. What do you want to do about the flat?
Right. Let's get the landlord stuff out of the way. I'm leaving the flat. I'm moving in permanently with Nick.
Are you sure about this?
Totally. And before you ask, you'll get the rent I owe.
It's not about the rent.
I think it is.
Ron... you're just going to up sticks like that? Didn't even talk to me.
Right, I've got some packing up to do here. I'll get the place clean. Was there anything else?
No, not right now. No.
Actually, there is.
What?
Frank.
Me?
The letter.
The letter, yeah. Right. This came to the office for you.
And you opened it.
It had a solicitor's stamp on it.
I thought it was work-related. Do you want to read it?
I don't have to. I suppose you read it.
Yeah.
Then you'll know you'll get your rent.
It's a lot of money, love.
Yeah, it is.
Have you thought about what you're going to do with it?
Yep.
What?
That's none of your business.
Listen, Ronnie, forget about the rent. We'll get this place tidied up and clean. Get the electricity back on. It's a nice flat.
Don't think so.
It's a place of your own.
Oh, don't you get it? I've moved on. I don't want to live alone. I want to share my life.
You can get a flatmate here.
I don't want to live here anymore. There's a great group of people at the diner. I spend a lot of time there. We share the same beliefs. We're working together. We're all the same sort of age.
Nick isn't. He must be a good 10 years older than you.
He's a wonderful man. I love him. And when you love someone, you want to live with them, don't you?
Sometimes living with someone can take the spark out of things.
Can it?
I'm speaking generally, Frank.
I was going to move out the last few things today.
Don't. Please, don't make a mistake with the money from your dad.
Oh, it always comes back to the money.
You could do something really useful with something like that.
Yeah, I could.
For yourself.
I'll tell you what I think about the money. Graham Curtis was a criminal who happened to be my biological father. He never showed any interest in his kids except for what he could get out of them.
He left you money in his will.
I'm in line for it. That's all. It's dirty money. He spent his life ripping people off, beating people up and making misery wherever he went. He was a horrible man. He will have got that money through dishonest means from people who needed it more than him. I am not spending it on myself.
Just think very carefully before you decide exactly what to do.
I have thought carefully. The money is going into the almost free diner.
Nick's idea.
My idea, Frank. I'm a big girl now.
You're making a mistake.
I don't think so. I'll do what I want.
Is it really what you want?
Yes, it is.
About work?
Yes.
You're on the police station rota for next weekend.
Can't do it.
Look, we could really use you.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
You haven't been in a police station for weeks.
No. Listen, we may as well deal with this too.
What?
I don't want to do the work anymore.
You what?
I've had enough of it.
Oh, come off it, Ron. You love the work.
Not anymore.
And you're brilliant at it.
I want to do something useful.
What's more useful than defending people's rights in the nick?
Keep telling yourself that.
It's an important thing we do.
No, not really.
It is.
Are you going to give me the stuff about defending the vulnerable?
No, I wouldn't dream of it. You know all that stuff.
Let me tell you about the last three vulnerable people I looked after for the agency. There was a large-scale heroin import in Nick by the HMRC. There was a woman who was in for throwing scalding water on a toddler, and there was a lovely man I looked after who was grooming 12-year-olds. Got them all out.
They're not all like that.
Too many of them. I want to help people who deserve some help.
The deserving poor.
What do you mean by that?
Just leave it, Frank. We look after people who can't help themselves.
Like my dad. Helped himself to other people's things most of the time. I've seen what this job has done to you, Frank.
What has it done to me?
Made you cynical.
I was always cynical. Rock and roll made sure of that.
You think everybody's on the take. You don't know what's right, what's wrong.
That's not fair, Ronnie.
Hang on, let her have a say.
I will and all. I watch you, both of you, playing every game to get your client out, bending over backwards for people who are basically criminals. I don't want to be a part of that. You spend all your working lives on the side of people who've done wrong. Of course it messes with your head. I don't want it messing with mine anymore. I want to do something right for good people. At the diner, we're looking after good people who are in trouble through no fault of their own. It feels like the right thing to do. Nick says...
You're all right, Ron. I don't need to hear what Nick says.
Of course you don't. Because he's an older guy. He's nearly 40.
He's just a boy.
And he still wants to change things. Not a cynical bone in his body.
All right, love.
And he treats me like a grown woman too, not like a child.
Tell me about Nick Farthing Fine Art.
What about it?
How come its correspondence is coming to this address?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's a safe place. Lots of people come and go at the diner. It's no biggie.
Might be a biggie if he's doing a bit of art fraud.
Oh, that's the job speaking again, innit? Everybody's at it in Frank Twist's world.
So whose are the paintings?
They're Nick's. All proceeds from Nick Farthing Fine Art go to the diner. He's storing a couple here. Is that a problem?
It could be. Why is the one up on the easel?
I don't know. Probably needed a little restoration.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. Yeah. But I've really got to get on.
So, no more work for us then?
Don't think so, Sarah, no. Look, I'm very grateful for what you two did for me and all.
Right, we didn't do much. You were always special.
Special needs, eh?
No, Ron. You were always really special.
See you around.
Yeah.
taking 3 sugars in coffee now.
Aye? Oh, sorry.
She was cross.
She was so good to me after the stroke.
Exactly. She's a lovely kid.
Hold up. She's not a kid. She's a fully independent young woman.
She does have a point about that.
So you're calling me controlling?
Well, you can be a little.
What have I been controlling with you?
Well, not with me, obviously. Try to control me. I'll take your batteries out.
So what are you talking about?
Well, you can be a little...
assertive?
Pig-headed.
Well, I believe in things, contrary to what Ronnie thinks.
I know you do. It's just that sometimes other people believe in different things.
Well, that's their lookout. And if you want pig-headed, how about Nick Farthing?
Don't you think we should forget about Nick Farthing?
No way.
Ronnie's made her feelings pretty clear.
We just can't walk away from this, Sarah. You've got a vulnerable young woman.
Nothing vulnerable about Ronnie back in the flat just now.
I've seen his type, Sarah. They get the claws into someone like Ron and they change them.
She wanted a change.
Well, I'm not sure about that. She was pretty happy till he came along.
Working for us?
Well, it's not like we're the bosses from hell.
Living in a grotty flat?
And there was nothing grotty about my flat until Nick Farthing started to visit it.
Beginning to think that you're the one obsessed with Nick Farthing?
No. But I've been looking into him.
Oh, what do you mean?
I've been asking around.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Asking around who?
A few people, lawyers, coppers.
He's a bit sneaky.
I just get the wrong vibe with him.
And what exactly did your inquiries elicit, officer?
A big fat nothing.
Right.
Which I thought was a bit weird.
Sorry?
Well, you'd expect a bloke like him to have left a trace somewhere, but nobody seems to know anything about him.
So, because you can't find anything to pin on him, you're saying that's evidence he's wrong'un.
Well, I wouldn't put it like that.
Are you sure that Nick Farthing is the paranoid one?
Sarah, if you look at this like a job, there is something there. You've got the change in Ronnie's behaviour, you've got the mess at the flat, you've got the painting stored there. Well, it adds up to something.
Evidence of nothing. Listen, I know she said some hurtful things,
forget about all that. We owe it to her to make sure she's not being exploited.
And how exactly are you suggesting we do that?
What's the name of that private eye, you know?
Oh, no, no, not Stuart, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. He seems to know everything about everybody.
I don't know.
Well, he's been helpful to us in the past.
I don't really want to see him.
Why not?
Because every time I pay him a call, he spends the entire time staring at my chest.
Oh, well, you can't hold that against him.
Oh, and I have to simper away as if I'm delighted. It's the only way of getting any information out of
him. Well, I'm asking you, please, go and talk to him.
Oh.
I'd like anything he's got.
You are such a pimp, Frank.
So they tell me. Right, I'm going to speak to a copper about our friend Nick.
Don't do that.
It's all right. There's an inspector I know who is in the art and antique section of the Manchester Constabulary. He can tell me if they have anything on Farthing Fine Art.
Oh, yuck. Stuart Yatton, lead me to a dental bath.
What did he do to you?
He looked at me. Well, parts of me.
Oh, dear.
There was drool. It was horrible.
Well, there you go. That's the trouble with being a fabulously attractive woman.
It is a heavy burden to bear.
So?
What?
Well, you're in there for long enough. Did he have anything for us?
Oh, I don't know if it helps.
Look, what we got?
It's of marginal interest.
Come on, give it up.
Nick Farthing's not his real name.
Yes, I knew it.
His real name is Nicholas Barclay Farthinghurst.
Well, la-dee-da. The people's champion is a tough.
Look out, here comes the class warrior.
So, why do people change their names? Usually because they're trying to hide something.
He didn't exactly change it, just shortened it a bit.
But why?
Could be for completely innocent reasons. My great-grandfather was called Goldstein.
A bit different.
True, I don't think Nick Farthing's on the run from a pogrom.
There's more, isn't there?
Well, I don't think it's relevant.
Come on, don't tease me.
Oh, shut up. You're sounding like Stuart Yatton. When Nick was working as financial advisor in the city...
Of course he's a city boy, and not in a sky blue way. All that stuff about working for a free newspaper, and he neglects to mention that he used to be a right proper banker.
There was a deal he was involved with that attracted the interest of the SFO.
Serious Road Office, there we are.
But no charges were laid and he was not required to go to court.
Doesn't mean he's innocent.
Says the defence lawyer.
Come on, Sada, we all know how the SFO struggles.
But his trading licence was revoked.
Wrong'un.
He lost a lot of money.
Nah, not his own, I suppose.
Well, I think he did. His family were quite down on their luck as a result.
And?
That's about it.
No, it isn't.
It is?
For a lawyer, Sadie, you've got a terrible poker face. Come on, it's better out than in.
I've got an address for the family home.
And where is it?
Just outside Alderley Edge.
Of course it is. The Golden Triangle. Well, I think it's very nice weather for a day in the country.
We're not going there.
We are. We can have a picnic, stop off for some petrol and sandwiches.
Oh, classy. And what are we going to do when we get there?
We can work that out then.
Ronnie won't thank us for this, you know.
Never been in it for the glory, Sarah.
Oh, what did your inspector in the Art and Antique Squad have to tell you?
Not much. He said Farthing Fine Art rang a bell, but that was about it. Right, Alderley Edge. Here we come. Now that is the sound of serious affluence.
We shouldn't be here, Frank.
The comforting scrunch of gravel under well-shod feet. Even the bad times are good.
This doesn't feel right, Frank. Let's go home.
What, after we've come all this way?
What are you going to say?
You know me, never short of a bon mot.
Got a feeling Nick's moves aren't going to be very bon.
Frank, Sarah. What's wrong? Is Ronnie all right?
Yes, she's fine, Nick.
We were in the area, thought we'd pay you a visit.
Ronnie tell you had a place here, did she?
No, well, do you know, she didn't mention it.
Right.
After all, it doesn't really sit with the Citizen Nick Farthing brand, does it?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, your action in Nicholas Farthinghurst of Farthinghurst Acres.
Nick, I'm sorry, we shouldn't have come.
No, not at all. Come in.
We just need to keep our voices down. My mother is a little unwell.
I wasn't planning on doing any shouting.
Are you sure about that? Your demeanour doesn't strike me as especially friendly.
That, Nicholas, is my at-rest look, and there's not a lot I can do about it.
Frank will behave himself, won't you?
Whoa! Touch of the Sistine Chapel. It's quite a place you've got here.
This isn't mine. It's my parents'. Well, my mother's, really. My father died last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine too.
My condolences. You weren't just passing, were you?
No.
So what exactly is all this about?
Well, I'm an inquisitive guy. When a fella gets involved with someone close to me, I'm always keen to know about it.
So this is about Ronnie?
Sort of. I'm just a bit puzzled as to who exactly you are.
You know who I am.
Do I? You told me that you used to work as a campaigning journalist for some Radical Free Sheet.
I wrote a few pieces for them.
Really? You see, I used to think it might be fun to be an investigative journalist.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And right now, I'm sitting on a scoop.
Don't understand.
Who knew that you had a shady history in the trading houses in the City of London? Ah, you never mentioned that.
Because I don't.
There's a record of an investigation by the SFO.
A total misunderstanding. No charges were ever brought.
But you were banned from trading.
Quite unjustly. I decided not to contest the ban because I'd had enough of the financial world.
You wanted out.
I did, actually. I'd stopped believing in the values of the place.
Only after you'd been caught at it.
Frank.
I'm surprised. Innocent until proven guilty. Surely that's your credo.
I'm a bit too working class for credos, mate.
Is that what all this is about? Class envy?
Not at all. Some of my best friends and all that. This is about people being straight.
If you have some questions for me, ask away.
Well, I haven't got a list.
I think you have. And in answer to the first one, intentions are completely honourable.
Really?
I mean, this is wonderfully old-fashioned. The protective father coming to check out his daughter's suitor. Except, of course, you're not Ronnie's father.
No, her father's just left her 30 grand and you're keen to get your mitts on it.
Oh, that's it. Let me tell you what happened with that. Ronnie told me that she wanted to make a donation to the Almost Free Diner. I thought it was going to be a couple of £100 at the most. Then she told me about her father's legacy. I said that we shouldn't take that much money, but she was totally insistent. She said she didn't want the money herself.
Yes, yes, she told us about that.
Well then, you know. I've told her to think very carefully about it, but at the end of the day, if that's what she wants to do, I'm not going to stand in her way. She's an adult.
But if your charity needs the money, why don't you get your family to fling some cash at it?
They don't have any cash.
Oh, sure, look at this place.
This is all my mother has. The liquid stuff has all gone. My fault. I made some mistakes. Shall I get her to move out of the family home too?
You take in Ronnie's inheritance. You come round to mine and tell me to sell my records and your family home is a place like this.
Look, I know I've been lucky.
Privileged.
All right, privileged, if you like. I'm actually trying to put something back.
Ronnie has stopped earning her living. She can't even pay her lecky bill.
She believes in what we're doing, Frank. Nobody else is helping these people. They're in dire straits. We're feeding them. We're helping them with their housing problems. Am I meant to apologise for
this? Not at all, Nick, but Ronnie's changed recently. She was aggressive when we saw her earlier today. Gave Frank a hard time.
I can't answer for that.
She wasn't the Ronnie we know.
So she's changed. Grown up a bit.
Grown up?
Become her own woman. I changed. I was a typical selfish public school boy with an advanced sense of entitlement.
What, are you saying you've changed?
Yes. I've realised that there are some people who need help, and Almost Free is there to help them. I'm a completely different person to the man I was 10 years ago. We all change. Change is good.
Not sure Frank feels like that.
Come on, Frank. You've changed.
No, I haven't.
Of course you have. Ronnie's told me all about the shipbuilders. Your days as the rock and roll outlaw are behind you. You realised it was all phony rebellion.
It was not.
Of course it was. Punk rock was never going to change anything.
We weren't exactly a punk band.
Whatever. You retrained. Got involved in the law. Did your bit for the underclass.
Are you listening to this guy?
Nick, that isn't really Frank that you're talking about.
No? So what does motivate you when you're representing a rapist at Piccadilly, Nick? Sorry, suspected rapist. Ronnie taught me that.
I don't have to justify my work to you.
But I do to you. And what's more, I've got to be a horny-handed son of toil. Otherwise, I'm not for real. Please.
Shall we talk about Farthing Fine Art?
What about it?
Why is its correspondence coming to my flat?
Ronnie's flat.
It'll be the bank's flat if she doesn't pay some rent soon.
It was a safe place to receive mail.
And here isn't?
I wasn't spending a lot of time here. And post sometimes goes missing at the diners. Nothing sinister about it.
Well, I hate it when a client says that.
I'm not your client, Frank.
If you were, I'd have advised you to go no comment.
Sure you would. But I want to be open with you.
There seem to be a few gaps on the wall in here.
Well spotted. Mother has said that she would like to sell some of her paintings to help my work.
What are they doing at the flat?
Storing them there. Doing a bit of restoration.
Ah, that'll be the one on the easel.
Exactly.
Jobless.
Really? So what do you think's going on?
I think you're at it, mate. I just don't believe you.
I think you've been hanging out with villains a bit too long. Not everybody's a liar, you know.
See, there it is. Same line Ronnie took.
Maybe that's because we're right.
Or maybe it's because you got at her.
Frank, you don't mean that.
I do. This fella makes it up as he goes along. You have no idea what else he might be hiding.
I've got an idea what you're hiding.
You are?
I've been onto you for a while. You're jealous.
Hey.
You've got a thing for Ronnie. You fancy her.
You cheat!
No, Frank, no!
Have I touched a nerve, old chap?
Who do you think you are?
I am Ronnie Thornton's lover, and I care for her, and you need to get yourself in check.
Right, step away, Frank.
Good idea. And that will be Miss Thornton now. Try and pull yourself together. You don't want her to see you like this.
What has got into you?
You shouldn't have said that.
You provoked him. He was totally welcoming and you end up swinging.
You don't believe all that Mr. Nice Guy rubbish, do you?
Oh, don't let your prejudices get in the way.
Oh, et tu, Sarah.
Frank, perhaps he's a genuine guy.
Yeah, and I'm the Conservative Member of Parliament for Tatton.
They just turned up. No warning.
I don't know what's got into them. Where did they get the address?
No idea. Frank's got himself really wound up.
I'll have a word with them.
I need to take Mother a cup of tea.
Go and do that for her. I'll speak to Frank and Sarah.
Will you be all right on your own?
I'll be fine, Nick.
The burden of proof lies with you to prove his guilt.
Oh, come on, Sarah, can't you see it?
If you tell me he's a wrong and once more, I'm going to lay one on you.
What's got into you two?
Ronnie, I'm sorry, we made a mistake.
No, we haven't.
First you let yourself into my flat uninvited, then you turn up down here. What do you want?
I want what is good for you.
This isn't about me.
He's not what he seems, Ron. He's a chancer from the City of London.
I know all about what he used to do.
There'll have been so many other girls.
I'm not interested, Frank.
No, because he's reeled you in. You're now a fully paid-up member of the Nick Farthing cult. Pricey membership fees, mind, 30 grand.
You are being ridiculous.
What? Are you telling me I've joined a cult now?
No, he's not.
If the cap fits, it seems like a cult to me.
You're not serious.
Charismatic leader followed by unquestioning disciples.
I question him all the time.
Attempts to alienate members from existing friends and family.
Sarah, what is this about?
He's upset.
Us and them mentality.
Says Mr. Us and them.
That's different.
Of course it is, because it's you.
Look, can we just back off here?
I don't want to back off. I get it now. A cult. You're just cross because I no longer want to be a part of the cult of Frank Twist and his little agency.
Don't be ridiculous.
All his advisers have had to fall in behind you. Get off the clients by any means necessary. Never trust the police.
I don't say that.
You think it, though. Total, us and them. And for what?
Justice.
You're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm not, actually.
And you've just bought into the Frank Twist cult, too. And I'm sorry you think I'm such an idiot for wanting to change the world.
I just don't think you change the world by handing out second-hand food to people.
Are you going to change the world by arguing with some copper at a police station?
I never said I would.
When are you going to realise that you're part of the system?
Oh, no, what's happening? I've just time-travelled back to a squatting lab Brook Grove in about 1974.
I know, everything's a joke to you.
Not anymore.
You see, Nick takes things seriously.
Nicholas Farthinghurst is a public schoolboy with a messiah complex.
All that stuff's so important to you. Where people went to school, the way they talk.
It's more than that.
What matters is where people are, not where they came from. Nick is doing something extraordinary. I want to be a part of it.
I put your bags in our room.
Wait a minute. Are you moving in here?
Yes. You know that.
You said you were moving into a squat above the diner.
I didn't actually.
Well, that's the impression I got.
I never said that, Frank.
So you're going to live together here?
At the country seat.
My mother's ill. We want to be near to her.
What about the diner?
One of us will go there every day.
It's a big part of our plans.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? They'll get the royal visit and then you'll sweep back here to change the world from Farthinghurst Manor. Too perfect.
I think you should leave.
So do I.
I am not your daughter. You have no right to vet my boyfriends and criticise the way I live my life. You have children of your own and some of them haven't seen you in a very long time.
What? Oh, Ronnie, don't.
Get your own house in order before laying down the law.
I think you heard the lady, Frank.
I'll tell you something, Ron. You are making a disastrous mistake. You are throwing away your life on a man who couldn't give tuppence for you. He is a charlatan and he will betray you. I know it.
Go, Frank. Now.
Just wanna love her like any other. What do I get? I only wanna bend the stay to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Are you gonna say anything about it? Frank?
You know, I introduced her to the buscar.
Yeah.
To go too far?
A bit.
You were standing in that house with that bloke.
Sort of chemical reaction.
Leaving a nasty smell.
Afraid so.
I was only thinking of her.
Maybe she has to learn by making her own mistakes. If he is a mistake.
She'll get hurt.
We get hurt. That's life. Buzzcocks knew that.
Yeah, they did as it goes.
Imagine if some older bloke had told you how to live your life when you were 25.
I'd have shaken him warmly by the throat.
Exactly. And if you'd followed the advice of some old geezer, you'd have grown up into a far less interesting man.
Oh, am I an interesting man?
Strangely compelling. But then I've always had very peculiar taste in these things.
So what should I do?
What should you do if you leave behind a nasty smell?
A little bit of air freshener.
Can make things worse. I was thinking more of an apology.
Yeah. Who to?
Both of them, really.
I might be able to manage one for Ronnie.
That's a start. They said something about being at the diner tonight. We could go over there later.
Suppose. Not very good at apologies.
I'll tell you what to say.
Thanks.
And I do think you'll probably have to say sorry to Nick, too.
Why don't you think about it over the next week?
I don't need to.
One thing he was right about, it's a lot of money. You need to be absolutely sure.
I am.
I don't want you to regret it.
I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to speak to the solicitor tomorrow. The money can be deposited straight into the diner's account.
You realise what this means?
What?
We'll have to put up a plaque and name this kitchen after you.
Never. Hey, I'm the shy retiring type, me.
That's not what I've heard.
Ronnie.
Oh, Sarah, not again.
I just want to...
Look. Don't you think you've done enough damage for one day?
Frank's outside.
Doesn't that man know when he's beaten?
Tends not to.
We've got people who need feeding here.
He actually wants to say sorry.
Oh, well, that'll be a first.
And I'm sorry too.
I just want to lead my own life.
I know.
So where is he?
He didn't want to come in. Felt he'd blundered into one too many places uninvited today.
And that's about right.
What do you want to do, babe?
I don't know.
I think you should go out there and let him apologise.
He wanted to say sorry to you too, Nick.
I think you should just see Ronnie.
I need to keep things on the go in here.
I'm not sure. Please.
Go on, Ronnie. I'll be fine here.
Okay. So...
Right.
I've only got a minute or two.
Did Nicholas not want to speak to me?
And Nick's busy in the kitchen.
I just wanted to say... But I might have been a little bit hasty.
Not the agreed form of words. Sorry, Ronnie. You know what it's like with a client who won't stick to the script.
So this is a prepared statement to cover yourself, is it? And then a long no comment.
No, it isn't, Ronnie. I was bang out of order. I had no reason to say the things I said. And you have a right to make your own decisions. And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Ronnie.
Not bad. Oh, that must have hurt.
It can do you good sometimes.
I'm sorry too. About the flat. I really let things go and you will get your rent.
Oh, he's not worried about the rent.
I am a bit.
Oh, that looks like a couple of Manchester Constabulary's finest.
How can you tell?
I've been in my job long enough to recognise a plainclothes copper when I see one.
Is he almost free, Dinah?
Yeah.
We're looking for Nick Farthing and Veronica Thornton.
But I'm Ronnie Thornton.
You director of Nick Farthing Fine Art?
Yeah.
My name's Sergeant Michael Blake from the Art and Antique Squad. Veronica Thornton, I'm arresting you on suspicion of deception.
Did you know about this, Frank?
Not at all.
Did you set this up?
Miss Thornton, you don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court.
You're not serious.
I'm here to get you out.
Because you got me in here.
You think I got you in here?
You did.
That's not true.
Who's looking after Nick?
He didn't get arrested.
Why not?
Oh, the couple went into the diner. Nick has disappeared.
Good.
Good, left you to cope on your own.
There's nothing to cope with. We've done nothing wrong.
Not with the police are telling me.
And since when did you believe every accusation made by the Manchester Constabulary?
They say they've had complaints about false documentation with paintings he sold.
Rubbish!
And there's an issue with ownership. His mother's saying that they're her paintings and she gave no permission for sale.
You set the police on us, Frank.
I didn't.
Oh, so they just happened to turn up, did they?
Two ways we can go with this, Ronnie. Option one, no comment based on lack of evidence. Option two, we give a full interview distancing ourselves from Nick Farthing and denying criminal intent.
We?
You.
I'm going for option three.
What's that?
You get out of this room right now, you get off my back and you leave me to run my own case.
You can't do that.
I can, and I'm going to.
It's always a disaster, Ron.
Disaster's already happened. I'm under arrest and my boyfriend is on the run thanks to you.
Not me.
Yes, you, Frank! Why would you do that?
Do what?
You're a police informant.
Never.
You are. Why?
You need legal advice.
No.
I could ask Sarah to come down.
I don't want Sarah.
Well, then give me some instructions.
You've got them. Get lost.
We can get a result here.
Get out, Frank.
Ronnie, just let me...
And you can take your cold to practice with you.
Ow! Oh!
I've used the PACE codes of practice as a weapon for years, taking advantage of its clauses and subparagraphs to make life difficult for the Manchester Constabulary. First time I've had it used on me. Caught me square on the chin, as it goes. Justice in action. Forget PACE, I breached the Frank Twist book of rules today. Multiple times, especially the one about informing. Shouldn't have made that phone call. Shouldn't have helped with enquiries. Because Ronnie Thornton is as good as police station advisors get. She's an extraordinary young woman too. So one thing I'm sure of, she'll walk out of this. But will she ever want to see me again?
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield and Sarah by Catherine Hunt. Ronnie was played by Rachel Austin and Nick by Graham Hawley. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly. The original music was by Carl Harms, and it was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
This is BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. At his party conference in Doncaster, the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, has told activists that they should dedicate themselves wholly to the EU referendum campaign. He confirmed that UKIP would campaign alongside an umbrella organisation called Leave.eu, which comprises several groups backing an exit. The Green Party leader, Natalie Bennett, has said she wants to work with the new Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to make every vote count. Addressing the Green Party's conference in Bournemouth, she said that with a proportional voting system, it might have 25 MPs rather than just one. She said the political times were changing.
The clear re-election of Syriza in Greece and the strength of Podemos in Spain are just two examples of the future of politics in Europe. In Britain, you can measure that not just by the rise of Jeremy Corbyn to the Labour leadership, but by the Green Party's more than 1.1 million votes in the general election and the Green surge.
The owners of the Teesside Steelworks, where production was suspended last week, have insisted that workers will be paid at some point today. The Thai owners of the SSI plant in Redcar have blamed the problems on rising costs and a slump in demand. The future of 2,000 workers there remains unclear. A man who caused his friend's death in a drink-fueled fight in Bishopbriggs in East Dunbartonshire has been jailed for 10.5 years. Mark O'Hare was found guilty of culpable homicide. He and the victim, John McFarlane, fought after a 3-hour binge in what's been described as a drinking den. Mr. McFarlane died from a knife wound. And FIFA has confirmed that the 2022 World Cup in Qatar will be played over just 28 days, starting on November the 21st. Many European clubs had opposed the idea of disrupting the season by rescheduling the competition, but others had argued that it was too hot to play football in Qatar during the summer. BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, time for Gardeners Question Time, and Eric Robson and his panel are inside the Mediterranean biome at the Eden Project in Cornwall.
For the best part of 160 years, they dug China clay from the pit under my feet. But then in the 1990s, the site was transformed on an epic scale to create the Eden Project. Its biomes, the vast plastic domes that nestle into the Cornish landscape, protect thousands of plants from across the planet, including the largest rainforest in captivity anywhere in the world. Yes, this week we've come back to Eden to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the very first plantings here. And with me to lead that celebration are Anne Swithenbank, Chris Beardshaw and Matthew Wilson, nestling into the Cornish landscape as your Gardener's Question Time panel. Well, later in the programme, Matthew will be exploring the biomes of Eden to find out what a difference 15 years makes to a botanic garden on this scale, but on the way discovers how you can future-proof your own green space at home.